It's 1 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Lower Carruthers Hall here in Kingston, Ontario. Coming up next, we've got DJ Tangent with Numbers with Wings.
Hey, that was kind of cool. That was new. Thanks, Jesse. Yes, tis I, DJ Tangent, here on Numbers with Wings, CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca, broadcasting on Canada's oldest campus and community music, radio station. Words, man. Yeah, CFRC 101.9, CFRC.ca. I'm here in the nicely air-conditioned Lower Carruthers Hall, Kingston, Ontario, Canada, K7L3N6. Got a fair bit of random stuff to get through today, so as always, let us commence with the theme song. Take it away, boys.
I got a number with wings. All right, you go for it.
I'm back. Tis I, DJ Tangent. Here it's Numbers with Wings. So we had the theme song.
Discover new music at listener-powered-kexp.org.
Oops. I'll explain that in a minute. Numbers with Wings. Yeah, so we had Numbers with Wings by the Bongos and Daywave performing a Ceremony, a cover of a Joy Division song that I got from a live performance on KEXP, which is why they just said discover KEXP. YouTube, man. I don't know how Jeff does it. Way too complicated. Okay. So this weekend that we are currently in was the Wolf Island Music Festival. Friday evening and yesterday, Saturday. Afternoon/evening. Great time. Great time. Saw Friday night. Lake Porter, Ken Yates, Georgia Harmer, and was there somebody else? Oh man, embarrassing. I have to look that up. My mind is drawing a blank. Georgia Harmer, second time I've seen her, just gorgeous. Just the song, the singing, and just had a guy. He had a name, I don't remember it. Sorry, guy. Playing pedal steel, accompanying her. Just beautiful stuff. And it's Wolf Island, so you know you're going back to the ferry and there's like Georgia Harmer just walking by. Ooh. Yeah, Lake Porter. I've seen them before. Very good, very good. They had a little technical difficulties, and I think it's because a certain picture was taken down from the walls of the St. Margaret's Church Hall. Just because there were technical difficulties the next night as well. Coincidence? Nah. Somebody's ghost? Eh. Mad about their picture being taken down? Maybe. But I wonder about Lake Porter. Like, someone needs to stand up for Taryn McKenna. I mean, multi-instrumentalist. Doesn't get her name in the band name. And on the trip back to the mainland, she was carrying a giant box of stuff. She was like almost passed out on the sidewalk by the Wolf Island ferry dock. Free Taryn McKenna. And then so I'm going to play a Lake Porter song, their latest, called Bottoms Up. And then also a song by Ken Yates, who, like I mentioned last week, I was like, yeah, Ken Yates, you're supposed to be famous, well-known, indie, pop, whatever, guy. I don't know. If you get a chance to see him live, there's more of, I don't want to say an edge to it, but you know, the live feeling, it comes across better live than in the recording, but the song I have to play, and you will understand if you know anything about math, it is called My Love for You is a Straight Line. And what is that? But a, yes, yes. It is a tangent. So yeah, Lake Porter, followed by Ken Yates. Away we go.
See the same damn thing. Bye.
guess let's just go home. Copy of your keys so you never forget. Watch you growing up on the video cassette. Vest over your dress shirt, looking kinda stoned, and using the dirt as an ashtray. My happiness is all up and down again. My head is in a constant spiraling. My sadness is a road I'm circling. My love for you's a straight line.
As I was about to Google and confirm who I in fact saw on Friday, Noof sent the screenshot, and yes, it was just the three bands, Lake Porter, Georgia Harmer, and Ken Yates on Friday, and DJ Dina was playing throughout the evening, so those were all indoors. Then on Saturday, outdoors, Brody Christ missed the first half of that because there was too much traffic on the ferry, and rookie mistake. Well, not really a rookie mistake. I mean, it's not the first time I've ever gone to Wolf Island. I should know better. The Codas. The middle Coda. I mean, they all have those boy names, Brandon, Kyle, and something. I forget what his name is. Made the mistake of performing in shorts without bug spray and was losing chunks of flesh during the show, which some people thought was really entertaining. I kind of felt for him. Who else? Rachel Bobbitt. Very good, very good. Originally from Toronto, I guess. And then that was outdoors. Then indoors, Tiny Horse, which, you know, it's what it says on the tin, right? Tiny Horse. Then Noble Rot, who I'm going to play a song, which is Alex and Graham. Alex from Weird Nightmare, Graham from Holy F. So I'm going to play, and I really thought about this hard, I'm going to play a Noble Rot song called Casting No Light. It's not their newest, but whatever. Then I'm going to play a Holy F song from their latest album. It's called Evie. And then I'm going to play a Weird Nightmare song featuring Julianna Riolino so that I can get two Polaris Long List nominees in the thing, because the Holy F album and Julianna Riolino, but different album, Get that into the set. And then closing out the night last night was Shad. Get it, got it, good. What else happened? Oh, yes. I ran on Friday. I was wearing my Friday's Child in the Lost Congregation t-shirt, and Krista recognized the shirt, as she should. It's her band. And we spoke with her and Alex Mundy. If any of you are concerned, because I know it's been on the Instagram, the will Alex give birth during this show? She's at 39 weeks, doing well. Another week or so, and there should be another new tiny human amongst us. So, yeah, if you care, I don't know. Anyway, so it gets a little, I don't know what you call it. It's electronic, kind of. I mean, that Graham guy, yeah, I get that they're like sequencers and stuff, and I have no idea how to work one. It's just a bunch of buttons and things, and music comes out. It's crazy. Anyway, talking too much. Okay, so here we go. Nova Rot.
Thank you.
DJ Tangent. Yeah, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I ran into Emily Steele at the thing. Oh, Emily. Okay. Sorry, I just looking at her album and it was, the labeling was driving me crazy. I had to apologize because I'd missed a couple of her shows and she accused me of seeing other bands. It was some mad bands, but it was true. I had been seeing other bands. But when I explained to her that the one show I missed was because I was at the Surfer Jets, she was okay with that. She fully appreciated it. And what just happened there? The screen. Oh, whew. Sorry. I just moaned in panic there. For some reason, the screen went blank on that computer. But Windows being Windows, it was just hiding at the back. So I'm to extend somewhat of an apology to Emily. I'm going to play a song for her. But I was struggling to find something else, a particular promo I wanted to run for tomorrow, and I can't find it because the one that I can find has the year, the dates of 2025, which are not of any use to anybody. So I've emailed Jesse. Hopefully he's on the case and he can find it for me. Anyway, so I was going to play Emily next, but it's backwards. It won't disturb your day too much. So I'm going to play a song that I found. Oh, this was during the COVIDs, actually. Yeah, because they recorded this album around the time of the COVIDs. And it's by a band called Los Bichos. They're kind of a multinational band. Currently, according to the internet, lost it. There we go. There are. Oops, wrong band. Too many tabs. Oh, there we go. Come on, you can do it. Come on, technology, work. There we go. Currently, there are three members. One is from Australia, one is from Sweden, and one is from England. So, Sarah Petale, P-E-T-A-L-E, is from Australia. Josephine Johnson, or Janssen, is from Sweden. And Nick Crawshaw is from England. And at the time that I got this, that this recording was made, there was also Carolina Farullo and Agustina Ruiz in the band. I'm not sure where Carolina was from, but Agustina is Uruguayan. And the song is called The Link Is About to Die. And it's another live from KEXP. There's a whole, you can see the whole set. It's like in some kind of music hall somewhere in the world. Check it out. It's pretty cool. And it's all instrumental, so it kind of fits with the Surfer Jets vibe I was talking about. So yeah, here on Numbers with Wings, Los Bichos, and then Emily Steele and The Deal.
Thank you. shoes of a bra.
Forgotten You. That was Dog Years by Emily Steele and The Deal, preceded by Los Bichos with The Link Is About to Die, which I think was recorded. The album is of that name. It's 2019, late 2019, like December, something like that. All right. Now what? Let's do some brand spankers. Yes, brand spankers. Had some emails from Bandcamp. So I've got two from Bandcamp. One is a Vivienne Wilder song called Ricky. Tay-Tay, if you're listening, it's not about me. It's about her. It's a solo acoustic song about her favorite trailer park boy. And then the other one is a new single by Dumb Crush called Fishin'. That's with the apostrophe instead of the G. So yes, some brand spankers here on Numbers with Wings with your host, this guy, DJ Tangent. Okay, so first, Vivienne Wilder with a song called Bricky about a trailer park boy. It's good, trust me.
Ricky, you're a bad boy. It's 4:21. You're sexy, smoking those darts, lying in the sun. I really like your shirt, so let me take it off. You like my short skirt, you like my leopard print bra. Ooh, I think that I'm in love, I think that I'm in love. cash, making hash, getting paid.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present The Dark Maths, the second EP from Kingston-based band Gifts of Guilt, an indie rock supergroup featuring members of several local bands. The release draws inspiration from the distinctive sounds of bands such as Pavement, Slint, and The Breeders. Be sure to follow at Gifts of Guilt on Instagram to stay up with the latest band news. Are you a local musician who'd like airplay and social media coverage on CFRC's channels? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Dark Maths on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Gifts, here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
DJ Tangent. So before that Release Radar, we had Vivian Wilder with a brand spanker called Ricky, and Dumb Crush with another brand spanker called Fission. So I have two further brand spankers, courtesy of Earshot Distro. One caught my eye. The artist is Daphne's Demise, who was mentioned by... Come on, there you go. Jacob Barber, when he was here in the studio, he talked about working with Daphne's demise, who was not Daphne, who was sitting in the room with us. Daphne is not the government name. Go figure. A Toronto-based songwriter and composer, Zoe S. Buffar, originally from the lakeside city of Sarnia, Ontario. Ooh, shout out Sarnia.